Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts, beginning December 4th. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Central Florida is joining the global 50th anniversary celebration of the cult classic film, The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's just a jump to the left.
The campy 1975 musical tribute to 60s sci-fi and B-movies stars Susan Sarandon and Tim Curry as the squeaky clean heroine Janet and the cross-dressing alien Dr. Frankenfurter, respectively, and a cast of quirky characters that somehow spawned a unique theatrical subculture. Audiences still show up in costumes to sing the songs, talk back to the screen, and do the time warp again as live actors mime along to the movie. That's called a shadow cast. Orlando has a long-running one called The Rich Weirdos. Orlando performer and producer James Dillman has devised a unique Orlando tribute to Rocky Horror's 50th, a cabaret-style show called The Rocky Horror Live Band Cabaret at The Dust, formerly Stardust Lounge in downtown Orlando. She says it focuses on the music, the memories, and the message behind the movie's mayhem.
I'm sure everybody my age, if not a little older, was raised going to those midnight showings with the shadow cast, dressing up and doing callbacks to the screen along with the movie and the music. I know I went to it the first time when I was in high school, and it was the first time my mom let me stay over at a boy's house because his parents were there, because we were going to a midnight movie. It was kind of neat. There's a ton of shadow casts in town, and they do the recreations very well. You can go and see them in any given theater at any time. But for the 50th anniversary, somebody came to me with the idea of doing a cabaret of the show to celebrate the music with a live band playing the music and live singers singing the songs. Not necessarily a shadow cast or a recreation of the movie, but highlighting the music and the songs that everybody loves to dance to. And that person happened to be my 24-year-old son.
Oh, wow. So yeah, that's the person whose vision you're bringing to life.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. He came to me with the idea. He's been a music kid his whole life, obviously being raised by a mom who's in the entertainment. He started his own three-piece Prohibition-era jazz band a few years ago, the Jazz Witnesses. And he wanted to do something with his band to play the music live from the movie. He's loved it ever since he was little. So yeah, Xander has always held a place of honor for Rocky in his heart. I used to find drawings and sign creations in his bedroom of, you know, the enter at your own risk sign or the lips with Frank drawn in it. And he's a funny kid. So I said, you know, I know places you could do this. And I got him in contact with some people who were already doing shadow cast stuff, but they already had their things going. So I was like, hey, if you really want to make this happen, let's do it. And he kind of relented a little bit and let mom do some work. And we're making it happen at The Dust.
That is fantastic. So what can the audience expect to see and hear?
So we have four live singers, myself and Anthony Mirando, Miss Daddy, Sharandi, and then also Billy Mick, who was voted one of the top three in Orlando's best pop singers this year at the Orlando Weekly. So we've got a really great cast of people bringing the characters that everybody knows and loves to life. We've divvied up the parts, and then Xander is also singing some. So we have a three-piece band, the live singers, and we're going to go through the songs and share our thoughts on, you know, what Rocky Horror has meant to us, share some production stories. We've also encouraged the audience to dress up. So it's just a fun night to celebrate the camp, the music, the silliness of Rocky Horror, freedom to express yourself however you want. And we're doing it at 8 o'clock, so you can be in bed for work the next day. And it's not a midnight showing, you know.
About the staying power of Rocky Horror Picture Show and the stage version Rocky Horror Show and the shadow casts, which for people who are unfamiliar are people who perform the movie as the movie is happening on a stage sort of underneath the movie showing.
A lot of people sometimes shy away from going to the big celebrations with the shadow casts and whatnot because they're not necessarily people who want to join in the spotlight of the acting out and whatnot. So this is for people who want to be part of a sing-along or, you know, celebrate the dressing up, the little bit of Halloween-ness to it, especially this time of year. and still be in bed in time for work the next morning, like I was saying. It's a Sunday evening, but it's at 8 o'clock, and you know, we should be done by 10. It's in a great space that's underground, which totally fits the vibe and the theme of Rocky. And we just want people to come out and celebrate and have a good damn time.
What do you think it is about the Rocky Horror Picture Show that has created this whole sort of counterculture around it that has lasted for so long?
The cult following is such an interesting subsect of people. And I love that it's gone generational now. You know, my mom knew about it when she was growing up, and then it went to me, and then it was gone to my son now. I think what it is, it's an introduction to free thinking for a lot of people. It's an allowance to don't dream it, be it, you know, instead of living in the world in your head, make that world your reality and don't be apologetic for it. Be your true self. And a lot of people find Rocky as the first chance they get to express themselves in their true form. And I was just watching some of the behind the scenes and interviews with some of the cast members for the 50th. There's been a lot of them. And, you know, Tim Curry said the same thing, is that this was a way for people to be unapologetic about who they really are, whether it's an unconventional conventionalist or somebody who had been repressed and was finally being allowed out of their box that they were trying to fit into for so long.
I heard a recent interview with Tim Curry about that as well. And he said that his character and the film and the culture around it gave a lot of teenagers their first permission to sort of reach outside the box and find themselves. And he was quite proud of that.
I mean, if you look at it on the surface, it is a quite campy movie. I mean, there's such silliness involved in it. And that's another layer of it, is it doesn't even take itself seriously. And then, you know, you start peeling back the layers. It's like a parfait. and the different things that it addresses throughout the movie, you know, there's all sorts of things being touched on that were taboo at that time. And strangely enough, 50 years later, we're still struggling with allowing people to use their labels as they see fit and not be condemned by them. I think that also has a lot to do with its staying power, because it's still relevant.
That was James Dillman of the Rocky Horror Live Band Cabaret. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.